They have increased tremendously if we compare with 2013. In 2013, Italy has welcomed 42,000 migrants. And in only the first 5 months of this year, they have welcomed 40,000. And we think that this figure will probably increase because we're getting into summer. The season is good. The sea is going to be calmer. And most of those people arrive from Libya. They are Syrian, Egyptian, Nigerian, Eritrean, Somalis, a lot coming from sub-Saharan Africa. But they don't want to stay in Libya because of the insecurity. So they're fleeing, they're going.
And what safety provisions are there to help the migrants as they try to make it to Italian shores?
This is quite important because after the drama that happened on the 5th of October last year, when 368 men, women, and children drowned at sea because their boat caught fire and there was nobody to help them, this has shocked Europe and the world. So Italy had put in place a rescue operation that they call Mare Nostrum. It's a huge operation with huge ships equipped with medical facilities, staff, and they patrol the sea 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they rescue the boat people and they bring them to Sicily. But indeed, this is one solution. You know, it's for a particular situation. One has to go beyond that. And what IOM is calling is for countries of origin, of transit, of destination to sit down together and find a solution. Migration is a phenomenon of our time. Population in the north is getting older and older. Population in the south is young. People are poor. So how do we probably invest more in development in countries of origin? How do we do that? You know, they have to sit down. And unfortunately, it's not happening as we would like to.
Do you think that if the numbers of people do continue to rise who are trying to get into Europe, specifically here into Italy, do you think that Italy can cope with those extra numbers?
I think so, because those numbers are not that high. If you compare with Germany, Germany in 2013 had welcomed 120,000 migrants, you know, compared to 42,000. Only 28,000 stayed in Italy. And France has welcomed 75,000. So no, it is not that much. But Mare Nostrum is an expensive operation. Italy is alone to do it. We think that there should be a better understanding. People should get together.